The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to have you along this morning on this Thursday, August 13th. And again, I am Peter Christian. Good morning, Mr. Nick over there. How you doing, partner?
Doing good. Good morning.
Nick Christensen over there taking your phone calls this morning and producing TalkBack as he does every single day. And we have open phones for this first hour and then actually all the way till 9:30. Is that correct?
Nope. First hour until 9.
First hour till 9 o'clock. And then Governor Greg Gianforte is going to be joining us in the studio. And we're thrilled about that. So I know that we have many of our listeners who love to chat with the governor. And so he will be here live in studio to take your phone calls and answer your questions. So we appreciate his making himself available to that. So, but right now it is open phones. So we would love to hear from you. I'm just looking outside my weather window here, and I am absolutely jacked to see the mountains again. It's not this nobody stole them. They're still there, and we had a little bit of rain last night, and so washed away some of the gunk in the sky, and it's just looking really good out there. So I'm very happy about that.
There's kind of been some rainfall all over the state. Forecasters are warning of potential flash flooding across central and eastern Montana. Those slow-moving storm systems are bringing heavy rainfall to that area. The National Weather Service has issued flood watches for several counties, with localized areas expected to receive up to 2 to 3 inches of rain.
Wow.
In this short period. Emergency management officials are warning that rapid runoff could quickly flood low-lying areas, small streams, and urban roadways. Drivers in those areas, they're urged to avoid water-covered roads and don't attempt to obviously drive through flooded crossings. But residents in low-lying areas should prepare for rapidly changing conditions. For real-time weather alerts and those emergency updates, monitor like local broadcasts, or you can obviously visit weather.com to get the most up-to-date info. But yeah, again, that's the flash flooding warning, and that's central and eastern part of the state.
So. All right. So, but here in western Montana, we're relatively safe from that. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. But we could certainly use as much rain as possible. But you want to wish for too much rain, because we don't want to be in the flooding situation. But we're always glad to get a little bit of rain, and especially to wash away the gunk that we've been living with for the last several weeks. So, but right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is open phones. If there's something on your mind you'd like to talk about, give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And again, promoting the fact that about an hour from now, we'll be talking with Governor Greg Gianforte here in the studio. And we're looking forward to talking with him, because we do have a legislative session that's coming up. And so I'm sure he's going to be talking about that, in addition to the fact that he has had his finger on the pulse of what's going on with the fire situation throughout the state of Montana in the last couple of months, actually. And so we can get an update on that, and we'll talk with him. But right now, we want to talk to you. If there's something going on, you have an issue you'd like to talk about, maybe we've covered over TalkBack the last couple of days and you didn't get a chance to weigh in, hey, now's your chance. Or if you'd like to introduce a new topic, just give us a call at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. So we're looking forward to having you take part in open phones, because without you, it wouldn't happen. So if there's something on your mind, please, we hope that you'll pick up the phone and give us a call. And we'll be happy to take that call, get you on the air, and perhaps start some conversation going. And we'd appreciate that. So again, our number, 406-721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. And again, we'll be live here till 10 o'clock this morning. And we hope that you will stay with us here on TalkBack.
in a world of complicated.
Dennis Bragg with your Town Square weather. A slight chance of showers, possible thunderstorms today around 30%. Patchy smoke, but with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs topping out in the upper 60s to mid 70s, depending on the filtering from smoke. A chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing overnight Thursday into Friday. Possible patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies Friday. The threat of showers remaining around 50%. A chance of showers, possible thunderstorms Friday afternoon as well. Cooler for the weekend, mostly sunny Saturday.
All right, welcome back to Talk Back, everybody. Good to have you along. And we are right in the middle of open phone, starting an open phone segment here on Talk Back this morning. And Lee from Kalispell is first to respond. So, Lee, good morning. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please. Hi, Lee.
Oh, yes. I was going to say about universal health care that if other nations have had it, and they've the people have come to the United States is because they don't have to wait 6 or 8 or maybe longer months before they can see a doctor. And if you have something like cancer, where it would be could take care of it right away, and maybe after 6 or 8 months, it spread too much, and it's pretty well a death sentence.
Okay, so. That is really tough to hear. And I can't imagine, for a family to receive a diagnosis like that, that's really tough.
Well, I'm not saying it has happened,
right.
In other nations where they've had universal health care.
Okay. So, In this country, we don't really have universal health care. We have, hopefully, what they call affordable health care.
Yes, I know that. But yeah. They're also, the Democrats are trying to get universal Medicare.
Okay. Now, and that would be universal health care for, you know, especially people who are in this country illegally. That is that's something that actually is, you know, they're not supposed to be able to have access to that.
Yes, but that wouldn't stop them any.
I understand. So what do you think is the right solution to that, sir? Toughen up.
If you want to
toughen up the borders or what?
You vote for the Democrats. If you don't vote for the Democrats.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. Len is standing by. Len, good morning. You're on Talk Back, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Just picked up something my wife picked up on, I don't know if it's on the news or on the Facebook or what, but about the USS Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Those guys are starving to death. They're running out of food. They don't have anything, facilities. They don't get time off. They're wore out. They've been out there 200 and some days without a shore leave or anything. And they're just working the hell out of them. And it's ridiculous. And that hog's breath that we got running this damn army, they need to throw him out of there. He's no damn good. He might have been a soldier once, but he isn't one now.
Well, I'm looking at some of the headlines here. It says USS Abraham Lincoln sailors tried to jump overboard. Their extended deployment, and it says here some politicians are quizzing Pentagon about the conditions aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln after reports of sailors again trying to jump overboard, rotten food,
yep.
Suicide fears, things like that. That's very disturbing to hear about for an American ship.
Well, they've been honoring all of our military people just here lately. I see it on the news. And they got them guys out there treating them like slaves. And that guy needs to be thrown out of there. He is not a soldier. And
so,
there needs to be somebody running that Department of Defense, or war, as they want to call it, that knows what the hell they're doing.
I'm looking at the United States Navy doesn't have a commandant. The highest ranking officer is the Chief of Naval Operations, CNO. And that's right now is Admiral Daryl Cowdy. He took office back in 2025. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's sad to hear.
It's a disgrace to our country, is what it is. You know, we take care of our military people, and they're not doing it.
Well, I come. Go ahead, please.
I say it's wrong, you know.
Well, I come from a military family. By my mother and father and brother,
I know you did.
All served, you know. And so, yep. Whenever I hear about things like this, it's very hurtful to hear that.
Yeah, it is. And I was in the Air Force in 1957, so it's been a while since I was in there. And man, my son served 6 years in the Air Force. We were never treated like that. And I've got a friend that was in the Navy that was on a submarine tender, and he said they had better food than anybody else in the Navy. And I don't understand what's going on with those guys that way. They're no attention to anything like that. They won this war a month ago, and guess what? Yeah, not yet. And they're working the military guys to death.
Well, the problem with this is, first of all, it's incredibly embarrassing to the United States military to have, you know, this kind of thing going on. And other countries are watching to see what's happening here. And yep. There's a lot of criticism out there.
I know. Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter. The government we got in right there right now, they don't give a damn what everybody thinks about us. They do as they please. And there needs to be some control on this government in more ways than one. I won't even get into, but this one really bothered me.
Well, I know that President Trump, tries to make it look like he really is on top of things, trying to support our military. And I'm hoping that he knows about this and is going to do something about it.
I do, too. All the mice in my house know more about what's going on than he does.
Okay.
Anyhow, I appreciate letting me talk. Have a good day, okay?
Always good to hear your voice, Len. Thanks for the call. All right, 406-721-1290 is our number. It is open phones, by the way, all the way till 9 o'clock this morning, and then we'll be talking with the Montana Governor, Greg Gianforte, here in the studio from 9 to 9:30. We're looking forward to that. So if there's something on your mind, it is open phones. And I'm looking at the phone lines. They're all clear. So just give us a call at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Maybe you're celebrating the fact that you can see the mountains again. A little bit of blue sky and some sunshine after just a little bit of rain last night and kind of washed all this soot in the air away, at least for a while. And of course, it's also beneficial to the firefighters who have been working very, very hard trying to corral these wildfires around western Montana. So thank you to all of them for all of their hard work. So we're going to come right back and get more, hopefully, your phone calls on TalkBack. It's open phones at 406-721-1290.
Thinking about building
severe flooding leaves cars unsafe to drive and some vehicles end up for sale with no indication they were in a flood. Use NICB's free online VIN check service to help ensure a car is in its promised condition. To report fraud, contact NICB at reportinsurancefraud.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Hey, the Thursday edition of Talk Back, rolling right along, and we're taking your phone calls. It is open phones until 9 o'clock this morning, and then we'll be joined in the studio by Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. He'll be with us from 9 to 9:30, taking your phone calls and answering your questions. And, of course, we're thrilled to have the governor here in the studio whenever he can make it. Right now, Marilyn is waiting on the line. Marilyn, good morning. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. So I hope Jeff is listening. This is kind of for him.
Okay.
I have had home title lock for several years now. When my husband, we got our house paid off, and I was always a little concerned when I heard those commercials, and I checked into it, and it didn't cost that much. So I thought, well, shoot, it's definitely worth that much to have peace of mind that some jerk isn't going to come along and steal your house from under you. And
right.
So now my house is on the market for sale, and And we did get an alert from Home Title Lock when, you know, the title was being checked and all of that stuff that happens when you flip your house. So I thought that was awesome. And
so that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. So it works. And as an elderly person, I didn't feel scammed. It wasn't, you know, I mean, even when Jeff would sound all scared about it, I thought, well, it's not very much for just peace of mind. You know, it gave me peace of mind. And I think it was just $149 for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, I just wanted to let Jeff know and whoever else know. And to me, they're a good sponsor. And I may even transfer that to my new place that we're getting in Arizona.
Oh, you're moving to Arizona. We're gonna lose you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, listen, go ahead, please.
I'll bug the local people down there.
Well, you've been a big part of Talkback over the years, Marilyn. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Okie dokie. Right. Well, somebody buy my house, okay? Somebody needs to buy my house.
Sounds good. Right. Thanks for the call. Let's get Rick on the line. Rick, good morning, sir. You are on Talkback. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, here's an example of damned if you do, damned if you don't. One of your last callers called about military eating rotten food, whatnot.
Right.
What does he expect, steak and lobster? Oh, geez, I forgot. Hagstead did provide steak and lobster to the military, and, hell, that caused one big controversy. So said, damned if you do, damned if you don't situation with the current administration in office. That's not a complaint about them. It's just a pointing out a simple fact. Doesn't matter what people within the administration do. If you feed them steak and lobster, one side of the aisle complains. If you don't feed them steak and lobster, the other side of the aisle complains. So, I think Hagstad is doing a good job. And I haven't been able to find this article about people jumping overboard and wanting to commit suicide.
I'm looking at it right now. It is The Guardian. And if you just, you know, Google The Guardian and the USS Abraham Lincoln, you'll be able to access that article. It's not very complimentary.
Well, it's sad if that's the case. But do you recall a few months ago that Hagstead come under attack because he was feeding the troops steak and lobster? I was wondering if you remember that.
Yes, I know that there was. you can't please everyone, right?
You can't please everybody. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation.
Yeah, and of course, the rest of that song goes, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself, right?
Yeah. I think overall, the troops are probably pretty happy under the conditions they're at. You know, we're in a somewhat of a war stance in the Middle East, and I've got a feeling that this is an isolated incident. I hope that's what it is. I hope that's what it is. And that the Secretary of War will take care of this. So anyway, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, I'm just looking at a quote from Mr. Hegseth, the Defense Secretary. He said he dismissed the accounts as, quote, more fake news, end quote.
Well, anything is possible in today's media day and age. That's all I had to comment about.
Well, we appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right, you
bet. The phone day. By the way, it is open phones all the way till 9 o'clock this morning. And so, if there's something on your mind you'd like to comment on, why not pick up the phone and get into the conversation? We'd love to have you be a part of it. It's open phones all the way till nine, and then of course we'll be talking with Governor Gianforte from 9 to 9:30, and we always have a great time when he's in the studio. So we're looking forward to that very, very much. And of course, we'll be on till 10 o'clock this morning. So any opportunity you have to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. I know Nick's been busy on the phone taking calls, and we've got Steve and we have, I believe, Jeff both standing by. We're about just a few seconds away from a break here at the bottom of the hour. So when we come back, we'll get Steve and Jeff, their comments, and hopefully yours as well. Again, the phone number, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We appreciate you joining us here on Talkback statewide on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Back right after this. Hey, if you're waking up.
Dennis Bragg with your Town Square weather. A slight chance of showers, possible thunderstorms today around 30%. Patchy smoke, but with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs topping out in the upper 60s to mid 70s, depending on the filtering from smoke. A chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing overnight Thursday into Friday. Possible patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies Friday. The threat of showers remaining around 50%. A chance of showers, possible thunderstorms Friday afternoon as well. Cooler for the weekend, mostly sunny Saturday.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Parents have a lot to get done in a day.
Sit tight, hon, I'll be right back.
But even when we're rushed, always remember, temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left in the car. Every time you park the car, stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this Thursday edition of Talk Back. Peter Christian here. Of course, that's Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. And phone lines have been lighting up, so let's get right to it. Steve, good morning. You're on Talk Back. It's open phone, sir.
Hello. Hi, yeah, this is Steve Utila from Lavina.
Yes, well, good to have you call, Steve.
Yeah, I'm kind of directing this towards Gianforte. I won't be able to call him when he gets on the air, but I've been working for better part of 50 years, paid in Social Security, and it's been guaranteed to me. And now you hear all this talk about that I'm going to have to cut Social Security for us retirees. Mr. Gianforte needs to nip it in the bud and get together with other governors and file a lawsuit to guarantee us what we've been told and paid for throughout our working career. I'm hoping that you can pass this along to the governor.
You bet. I've just written this down. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a 401 to pay in it. That'd be like them saying, oh, well, we're not going to pay you the full amount. We're just going to pay you a partial amount.
Right.
So mm-hmm. Whatever they need to be, workers need to be first in line instead of paying illegals out of it, Medicare, what else, all whatever comes out. Who knows? Nobody knows.
All right.
So, thank you for my call.
Yeah, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Thanks for being a part of Open Phones. Jeff is standing by. Jeff, good morning. You're on Talkback. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, Peter. Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Montana. My ears were burning. So two things real quick. First of all, on the Abraham Lincoln deployment, I too heard that yesterday, and I had a concern when I first heard it. I looked into the story.
Right.
Turns out there's a couple of sailors who either were preparing to prepare or had said they were going to prepare. I think it was two, but I'm not sure about the number. Abraham Lincoln has a cohort of 5,000 people.
Right.
So they have to feed, take care of, and accommodate 5,000 people. So their normal deployment is 6 to 7 months.
Okay.
They've been out there less than 9 months. They're just coming up on 9 months. So it has been longer, not extraordinarily long. They have ships that resupply them. This complaint is by one senator or one representative from California, a Democrat from California, and a Democrat guy who goes from Arizona, who is tied up with the guy in California who had to resign from the governor's race because of sexual allegations.
Mm.
So he, people have to wait. You're hearing a story. Don't believe you're hearing the story. The story will come out in time, and I'm sure that there's things going on. It's not comfortable. Anybody who's lived on a carrier and hot bunked, it's part of the lifestyle, guys. It's what you get used to. It's not fun, especially being out in the water in the summertime in the heat for 9 months. It's not fun. And I'm not saying there haven't been cases of things going bad, but let's wait to hear, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story before we jump on one news report by one reporter from apparently from a couple of congressmen who they would never have anything to complain about President Trump or our current leadership in the government. I'm sure this is all completely above board.
Jeff, it's all... go ahead, please. Got about a minute. Go ahead.
I was just going to say for Maryland, I never said it was a ripoff. I said it was unnecessary. If you buy identity theft insurance, you already have title theft insurance in it. And I get my entire identity theft insurance for my wife and I for $145 a year, and it covers title theft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that title theft alone is unnecessary. And because you got an alert doesn't mean anybody was trying to steal your house or your title. As a matter of fact, it just meant that you put it up for sale. So I'll stand by my belief. So,
all right.
Have a great day.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Always a pleasure to hear from you, sir. And we're coming up against a break. Gary, Skip, and Sherry. And Rita and Frank from Evergreen also standing by for open phones. We'll get as many of these calls in as we can before 9 o'clock this morning. And then, of course, we're scheduled to have Governor Greg Gianforte here in the studio with us from 9 to 9:30. Looking forward to that. So we're going to come right back. Stay with us as Talk Back continues on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Your business.
This is our shared heritage, but today we're divided. Except for our love of wildlife and wild places, they and we call home. We are closer than you think. Learn more at defenders.org.
Talk Back continues on this Thursday, August 13th. Open phones until 9 o'clock this morning. Then we're expecting Governor Greg Gianforte here in the studio from 9 to 9:30. But right now, it's open phones with you. And Gary, good morning. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, Peter, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate the fact that you provide us the freedom to express our opinion. That's great for us people. What I want to talk about is, don't people see the danger that's coming to the Democratic Party getting back in power? They brought in all these immigrants to vote. And now you look at, where is our freedom? We're being snuffed out. And if they get back in power, you will have nothing. I wish these people that call in would get their back straight at where we're at in our life. I'm 90 years old. I've been around a long time, and I'm afraid our country is going down the drain because of stupidity. Donald Trump is standing for us. You want to blame him? blame yourself. But thank you, Peter. Give me your opinion. I appreciate that. Okay?
You bet. Thanks for the call. That's what TalkBack's all about. We appreciate your call. Let's get Skip on next. Skip, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead.
Thank you, Peter. I wanted to get down to the county level about something that's happening right here in Ravalli County. I know there's a lot of people that listen to this program in Ravalli County. I wanted to make them aware of a situation so they had an opportunity to chime in on it. And I think it's important, and I know where I stand on it. And I was at a meeting last Thursday, which was the first of two meetings in Ravalli County that are going to have to do with putting on the ballot, changing the terms, that is the length of the term, from 4 to 6 years for our county commissioners. Now, people are going to have, there's two sides to the coin to that possibility, and I was making sure that people are aware of it. There is a meeting that's going to also happen, a second meeting for public input, and so the commissioners can do the right thing in a timely manner within certain time limits so that it can properly be put on the ballot in a referendum for the people of the county to decide on the length of term for our county commissioners. So if they look on the agenda, I think it's going to be in about the 18th or some, well, maybe the 19th of the month. There's going to be a second meeting, I believe probably in the afternoon, and people can go to it and get public input that they can give their opinions about or ask questions so that they feel like they covered the bases and understand why Ravalli County has the opportunity or not to extend our commissioner's terms to 6 years instead of 4 when they are elected. So I urge a lot of people to figure this out, understand it, and feel comfortable with the fact first that they have the opportunity to go and learn about it and have their own public opinion voice to the commissioners will definitely listen. That's the one wonderful thing about this county. We have commissioners and public comment periods at all these meetings that are here. I feel really gifted about that. That anything you want to bring to the table that's at all reasonable and ask questions, the commissioners they want a well-informed electorate. So I'll leave it at that, sir.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. Sherry's up next. Hey, Sherry, you're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say that wartime propaganda is the real thing, and we're at war. And I think it's meant to hurt the morale of the military and to make the citizens angry. But I have a hard time believing in today's communication, how instant it is, that anything like that could really happen, you know, rotting food. It sounds like a fake story.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate that, ma'am. Let's get Frank from Evergreen on the line. Frank, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hi. Yeah, this is Frank from Evergreen.
Yes,
I'd like to point out these culinary specialists on these aircraft carriers are the best cooks in the world. They have to be to keep that many, to keep up the morale with all the soldiers. And it's just the way it is. They're probably the most important person on that ship. And I want to also point out The Guardian is a liberal publication out of Britain,
okay,
out of London. And they typically lean central left. And so take that into consideration if you want a quote from The Guardian. It's it is slanted, totally slanted. They've always been want to be our overlords because we speak the same language. But no, they are not trustworthy as far as journalism.
All right.
Okay. Well,
thank you for the call, sir. Just as a personal note, we don't have time to take a call right now. Well, until after this next break, my brother-in-law, his dad was a Navy cook, And he was always talking about how what an amazing chef his dad was, and the fact that he was able to, you know, cobble together all sorts of great meals, and no matter what supplies he had a great deal of admiration for his dad for doing that job. So there you go. There's a lot of folks out there that love the military and really appreciate all the good things that they do. Well, we don't have time to take a call right now, but we have Rita and Paul both standing by. And then remember, at 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to be joined by Governor Greg Gianforte. He's going to be here in the studio with all sorts of things to talk about fires and that sort of thing. But he's also going to take your phone calls as well. So we hope that you will take advantage of that and give us a call sometime between 9 and 9:30 as Governor Gianforte will be here in the studio. So right now, though, we have open phones for another 8 minutes or so. We'd love to hear from you at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And again, when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking with Rita and Paul and hopefully you as well. Again, the number 406-721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. As you're listening to Talkback statewide on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Here's a question. You've been diagnosed with COPD, but breathing is getting harder. Everyday activities take more effort, and life feels smaller. Is this you? If your COPD is getting worse, there are options to help you breathe easier. Learn more at isthisyoucopd.org.
Talk back, rolling right along here this morning on this Thursday, August 13th. Open phones continues right now. I want to say good morning to Rita. She's been waiting the longest. Hi, Rita. Good morning. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I was read an article recently in People that kind of addressed the steak and lobster expenditure. It's kind of referred to as the big flush, what happens in the federal government in September. It's the end of the year, and there's a use it or lose it policy. Right. So the Pentagon spent something like $93 billion in September. Just another indication of, kind of a bad policy. If that's just the Pentagon, I can't imagine how much money is wasted every year just on trivial things, because it wasn't just steak and lobster. It was, musical instruments, handmade flutes, this. It's just very wasteful. And our government is very wasteful right now. And our legislature should be hauling in these expenditures. We spend so much, and so much is obviously wasted. I think when the election comes up, this is where we need to hold the feet to the fire. We're spending more on interest payments every year for the federal deficit than we spend for the entire Pentagon budget, which is just a jaw-dropping amount of money. And nobody's talking about addressing this. And it isn't going to be done just by, let's cut back on SNAP, or, let's cut back on, we can't help people with insurance. Reducing taxes isn't the flex that it used to be, because we are just, we're all faced now with paying that. And the money's, again, going to very, very rich people, the ones that own tons and tons of T-bills. So think about that at the next election. And instead of these kind of weird sideline issues about, we need to support the president because he wants more gilded brass horses or another reflecting pill pool or whatever.
Right.
Let's focus this money and focus our energies on getting us back on track, because this is, I think, one of the biggest issues we're facing right now.
I think it's time for you to run for office, young lady.
I'm not that young. it's just something, and I've seen it, because, I'm in my 70s, and I've just seen, there's been responsible responsible use of our money and very, very incredibly irresponsible use. And I just see it, and it's sad. And Doge was a part of it, saying they'd save all this money, and then just getting rid of all the oversight. And I think that's a big part, and I just see even worse to come. So think about this and hold your feet to the fire. It's a big one. So I'll take you my call.
It's our pleasure, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We have just a few minutes left. Let's get Paul on the line. Paul, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. If I can keep myself on the topic, I want to talk about the constitutional initiatives, and I got to go through a bunch of them. Do you guys remember when the new party came to town, when the council members were never affiliated on the ballot before, and then they came in and said, well, we're a new party, and they were basically Clintonistas and Obamas. They were definitely Democrats. And the constitutional amendment to take out party affiliation from the ballot is the worst thing. It's like putting a mask on yourself or a corner of your brain. And it's not giving the public the information that they need about who they're voting for. And if there's anything that's never not political, it's a judge or an attorney. And when the new party came in, it's like they did it. And it was the same reason that they're doing it now as back then. Being a Democrat was not a great label. And that's what this initiative is doing. Now only worse. And I think every single judge, if they were a Democrat, they should put the Democrat label on there. And if they don't, they're just putting a mask on themselves. And that doesn't make any sense to me. Especially, in my opinion, the state Supreme Court has been a Democrat corrupted Supreme Court. And so that's the first initiative. And I won't vote for a single initiative that they have on the ballot this time. There's the 2% property taxes, which is ridiculous. You know, it's too low for one thing, and it's just like, let the legislature do what they're supposed to do. And then there's other initiatives, and I don't want to wander here, so I'm going to try to stay in there.
Well, we have less than a minute left, Paul, so quickly.
Okay, so like I say, the judicial thing is a joke. It's basically putting a paper bag over candidates' heads. And people don't understand what they're voting for. And then the other, let's see, property tax, I got the, I guess I'll leave it to that. The judicial, right. The council should always have their labels on it. And thank you so much. And I'll try to get my next one better organized than this one.
We appreciate the call. Thank you so much. And that brings our open phone segment to a close. And we want to thank everybody for calling in this last hour. We appreciate it. However, in the 9 o'clock hour, Governor Greg Gianforte is going to be joining us here in the studio in just a few minutes after the top of the hour news. And he'll be here from 9 to 9:30. And we deeply appreciate his time coming by in person to talk with us and especially to take calls from you. So we're going to come right back after the top of the hour. Stay with us here on TalkBack, statewide on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Good morning once again, everyone, and welcome. And we are here on hour number two of the Thursday edition of TalkBack. And we are always privileged to have with us here in the studio this morning the Honorable Governor Greg Gianforte. Greg, it's good to see you. So how are you?
Peter, good. Nick, good to see you. I'm doing great. We're on the road again.
Yeah.
Continuing our 56-county tour. We're up in Lincoln, Mineral, Sanders, Ravalli. Here we are in Missoula. We're going to head up to Lake and Flathead counties later today. So it's good to get out.
What are you hearing from people?
Well, it's all over the map. I mean, people are concerned about fires right now. You see the smoke in the air, and we're tracking that so closely. We've been executing an aggressive attack on all these fires. I get a briefing every single day The fires of greatest concern are down in the Pioneers, the Sand Creek Fire and the Bobcat Lakes Fire. Sand Creek blew up yesterday. It went from 17,000 to 27,000 acres.
Wow.
And it transitioned off of Forest Service jurisdiction onto state jurisdiction. There was some grave concern because it burned over the top of Maverick Ski Mountain, and it threatened Elkhorn Hot Springs and the homes that are down below Maverick Mountain. DNRC, fortunately, we knew the direction it was coming. They worked their tails off to do structure protection. And it, as of yesterday morning, it had burned through the subdivision, and we hadn't lost a structure.
Wow.
So I just a big shout out to these wildland firefighters. They are doing an incredible job. And I would also say it's refreshing that the Forest Service is also doing a great job. We've had good collaboration. They had 7 Type 1 helicopters on that fire all of last week, dropping water, trying to direct it towards areas that... But here's the deal. We had good rain in June, but that moisture's gone. It's dry. It's hot. We had 30-mile-an-hour winds down there. And there's... When a fire gets into thick timber that's overgrown and the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour, there's not much you can do. There's also the Bobcat Lakes fire. It's just south of Wise River. It has now crossed that Pioneer Scenic Highway that comes south from Wise River. There are some historic, there's some cabins on some historic mining sites. They're in deep timber.
Right.
There's not a lot we can do to protect those. We're trying, but these teams are working in hot, dry conditions. Up until now, you know, the latest I've gotten as of this morning, they still seem to be holding it, but it's very, very difficult situation out there. I would just encourage people, be careful when you're out there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're tracking fires down in the Hamilton area. We're getting about 200 new fire starts a week right now.
Wow.
And most of these are kept to a little weenie roast someplace, but once in a while they get away from us. And again, we're thankful for the collaboration we have with the Forest Service. We have massive resources in reserve. We've drawn down, the last report I got, we've drawn down our firefighting resources about 25%. We still got 75 in reserve. We did send a helicopter to Washington State, which our neighbors asked for some help.
Sure.
We sent one bird and 5 National Guard members. I still have 500 National Guard members who have their red card, so they could be called up to fight fire.
Wow.
But you can only put so many resources without bumping elbows and getting in each other's way.
Well, it's good to know that that the resources are there, and the fact that they're being deployed in a way that's going to be the most effective.
Yeah, so that's what's on everybody's mind right now.
You bet. We're going to come right back, and when we come back, we have folks waiting to visit with you, Governor. We have Skip and Gary and some other folks who have questions for you, and we deeply appreciate the fact that you're here in the studio and that you're willing to take phone calls from folks.
My pleasure.
All right. Hey, we're going to come right back. Again, the phone number 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Governor Greg Gianforte joining us here in the studio this morning, and we'd love to hear from you right here on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Thinking about building a
Dennis Bragg with your Town Square weather. A slight chance of showers, possible thunderstorms today around 30%. Patchy smoke, but with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs topping out in the upper 60s to mid-70s, depending on the filtering from smoke. A chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing overnight Thursday into Friday. Possible patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies Friday. The threat of showers remaining around 50%. A chance of showers, possible thunderstorms Friday afternoon as well. Cooler for the weekend, mostly sunny Saturday.
Hey, the Thursday edition of Talkback rolling right along. And again, we're privileged to have with us the Honorable Greg Gianforte, Governor of the State of Montana, right here in our studio, answering your questions. And I'm going to start that right now with Skip, who's been waiting. Skip, good morning. You're always first in line, sir. Go ahead, please.
Well, thank you, Peter. And thank you for coming on, Governor. Excuse me. I've been watching the interim committees that are happening before our next legislative session. I think there's 2 really important ones that people should pay attention to the outcomes.
so we know what is really happening. One of them is the 10-year study on education finance. It's amazing all the detail that comes up in that. In fact, my president representative and hopefully to be Senator David Beattie is in charge of that. It's amazing how much detail is uncovered and gone through. The other one is the interim committee on water policy. Now that is going to be something that at a whole different level affects everybody in the state. And so I thought I'd ask you, whatever they come up with for possible legislation to be considered and finally getting some things right and less nebulous, I would say, in the state for water policy, would you please tell me what you think, tell us what you think we should end up with that's going to be the best for all of us when it comes to, I'll just say, exempt wells. And you tell us what you think is the best thing for us in the future.
Skip, thanks.
I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, Skip, it's always good to hear from you. You're working so hard, we may have to put you on the payroll. But water is complicated. And nobody knows more about water rights and property rights than the lieutenant governor. She's really my lead on these water policy issues. And here's the rub. Water is a property right. And, you know, you can't just take somebody else's property. You know, if you're gonna drill a new well, you have to make sure that you're not consuming someone else's water. Because particularly whether you're doing home development where you need it for the washing machine and a shower and the toilet, or if you're a farmer and you need it for crops to irrigate, taking it away prevents you from the use of your house or the ability to run your farm. So you really have to bring all the stakeholders to the table. So this tends to be the home builders. It's the Farm Bureau. It's the ranchers. And you got to find the common ground. And exempt wells have been a tool that's been used for a long time when we had lots of water. The resource is being consumed in certain basins, and just continuing to issue exempt wells is not the solution, but getting rid of them entirely is not the solution either. So we got to find some common ground in there. We had some legislation last session. Ultimately, it did not get to my desk. I had hoped it would, because frankly, here's the rub. If you, an exempt well allows you to get 20 acre feet of water, that's a lot of water. But a home, if you're going to use that well for a home, the water goes into the toilet, it goes down the drain, and it goes back into the ground. There's no real consumption.
Right.
So if you can reduce the landscaping consumption of water, it really becomes a non-consumptive use of water. So there might be a version of an exempt well which restricts to in-home use. And I'm sorry to get so nerdy on you.
That's all right.
This is a complicated issue. But we have a deliberative process. I'll see what the legislature comes up with.
What's that great old expression? Whiskey's for drinking, but
water's for fighting.
That's right. All right. Let you finish that one. All right. Gary's on the line. Gary, good morning. You're on with Governor Gianforte. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you, Governor, for taking the call.
Yeah, hi, Gary.
My concern is secondary homeowner type. Secondary homeowner taxation has almost doubled on us, according to what I hear is coming this year. And 70% of all secondary homeowners are residents of Montana, and many of those out-of-staters that are not are legacy holders from their families and so forth. And it's causing we pay the same amount of money as a taxation as the normal taxes, and yet we use our property less, which gives a better benefit to the districts that these properties are located in. And I don't understand why we're having a class warfare taxation put against us on the secondary homes. Can you explain that, please?
Sure. So property taxes are complicated, and they're too high. I had a mandate from the people of Montana that we had to reduce property taxes. Now, let me say really clearly, the state doesn't get any property taxes. All property taxes, 100%, go to pay for local expenses, the local sheriff's office, education, K-12 education, and
we had to buy a new fire truck last year.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah. That's where it goes. The problem we have is that in some counties, spending is going up way faster than inflation, and that burden falls on property owners. So I formed a bipartisan committee that spent a year studying this. They looked at what all other states did, and the conclusion they came to was we want to put, frankly, some bias into the systems in favor of Montana residents on their primary home. And the action that was taken by the legislature was not exactly what I asked for, but it was better than where we were. And ultimately, it reduced property taxes for 80% of Montana homeowners.
Right.
That's what we signed into law last time. And you're right. Some of that property tax is sort of like a balloon. If you push your finger in one place, it's going to pop out someplace else. If we were going to give preference to Montana residents on their primary home, someone else was going to take that burden. It ended up falling in part on second homeowners.
All right. So with that, we're a minute away from a break. When we come back, Rick is waiting to visit with you. Several other phone lines are open. And, of course, the governor will be with us only until 9:30. So if you have a question or a comment for Governor Gianforte, we deeply appreciate the fact that he's here in the studio with us. And he'll be here to answer your phone calls and take your questions. Again, the phone number is 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We appreciate the fact that the governor is on his 56-county tour. This is the, how many is this?
This is the 10th.
The 10th. Wow. Amazing.
Sixth as governor. There were three while I was in Congress and one before that.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's just say you know your way around the state.
Every town is like coming home.
You bet. We're going to come right back. Again, the phone number 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Again, we appreciate Governor Gianforte being with us this morning here on TalkBack. And we are statewide, of course, now on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The Sand Creek Fire continues as the state's largest and most dangerous fire, having consumed more than 27,000 acres in the Pioneers. But contrary to some reports this week, firefighters say the iconic Maverick Mountain ski area has not been destroyed. Operations Section Chief Philip Knob says they've also been able to save the Elkhorn Hot Springs, even though firefighters had to evacuate at one point.
Everything was running, and we had to withdraw for the safety of the firefighters. The equipment sat there running till it runs out of gas or runs out of water. Fortunately, it worked. There wasn't anything lost in Elkhorn Springs yesterday. It's actually got a nice little green island of trees around it.
Fire Management Officer Mike Butler told residents at a meeting in Jackson last night, cooler and even wet conditions are ahead, followed by another dry spell, but without the heat and low humidity next week. Evacuation orders remain in place, including residents in the Grasshopper Valley. Those shovels were out in Missoula on Wednesday. Community leaders gathering near the Missoula, Montana airport to break ground on the new 60,000-square-foot operations center for Mountain Line. Jordan Hess, general manager and CEO, said it's a major upgrade to replace the tiny site the transit center has called home for decades.
You're standing on the site of that new facility, and you're on 18.5 acres, so we've got plenty of room for growth. And we're building about 60,000 square feet of space. Most of that space will be dedicated to cleaning, washing, fueling, charging, maintaining, and storing buses.
The center caps a decade of major change for Mountain Line, including the conversion of 90% of its fleet to electric buses and adopting a successful zero-fare policy. The new center could be called a $76 million birthday present for Mountain Line, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this month. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
Montana's future is on the line. Will you stand up and fight? Montana was built on hard work, strong families, and economic freedom. Americans for Prosperity is building a grassroots movement, and we need you to help lead the charge. Our wages are among the lowest in the nation. Our children rank near the bottom in math and reading. Home ownership is becoming an out-of-reach dream for many, while government interference and radical regulations strangle our industries. Join us today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Hi, I'm Attorney General Austin Knutson. When you see emergency lights on the side of the road, slow down and move over. It's dangerous for first responders to help motorists on the side of the road while cars are buzzing by at 80 miles an hour. In Montana, when you see emergency lights on the side of the road, you must slow down and move over, or face a fine or even jail time. It's the law. When you see someone pulled over, slow down and move over. Sponsored by the Montana Department of Justice.
Hey, we are back on Talk Back, and again, we're privileged to have with us Governor Greg Gianforte for about another 7 minutes. He's got a very straight schedule to go with. He'll be with us till 9:30, and we do have Rick standing by. Rick, good morning. You're on with the governor. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Governor. This is kind of silly that I have to bring this up to the governor of the state of Montana. I live in Hamilton. We have a level 4 National Institute of Health lab here. We have some of the most dangerous pathogens known to man in this lab, which is within the city limits. And we have two scientists working there that were busted in Detroit, illegally bringing monkeypox and a form of chickenpox into the United States. They've been charged, but the lab has not been transparent with the people of Hamilton. We don't know if scientists are allowed to leave the country. If they leave the country, if they can come back to face their charges. We don't know if they've been suspended. And with Dr. Fauci under the spotlight right now, these people are brilliant, but they don't walk on water. And every time the lab does something, they go out in the forefront of the community how great they're doing. But all of a sudden, we get crickets from them. Their attitude is, we're the scientists, we work for the government, we know better than you, there's nothing to see. Can you give us any updates, or could you have the Attorney General give us any updates on what's going on here? And what's silly is that right now there's a mine proposed going up the west fork of the Bitterroot, and everybody's up in arms over this, but there is nothing said about this breach in security. And I was wondering if you or the Attorney General could do an investigation and let the people of Hamilton know what's going on here.
Thank you for the call, sir.
Well, I appreciate your concern. I would be concerned too. I think the right way to handle this would be to get one of our federal delegation to do an inquiry, because it is a federal agency. They should be transparent with the community about what's going on there. To the extent that that doesn't negatively impact national security concerns, but I don't see why that would. I do know, related to the mine, just to comment on that briefly, that ultimately has to pass mustered with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality. We are not going to allow any resource development firm in the state to contaminate water or air. There will be public processes associated with that. And, you know, it's incumbent on anybody that wants to responsibly develop natural resources to do community outreach to bring people on board with the project. They got off on the wrong foot down there. Will they be able to fix it? I don't know. That's up to them. So if you want to call our office in Helena, the number's on the website. We'd be happy to help you with an inquiry to one of the federal delegation to look into this issue with this national lab that's in Hamilton.
All right. Now, what about the mine itself, or the mine that he was talking about?
There's been some preliminary discussions. I don't know the current status of the permit, but it's not very far along. Let me just say that. And right. And again, they have to get federal permits. They also have to get state permits, and the Montana Department of Environmental Quality is not going to cut any corners in looking at how they're doing it.
You bet. We have about 2.5 minutes left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about what's coming up 2027. The Montana legislature will be in session, and I know that you as governor, you have all sorts of priorities that you'd like them to work on.
Well, this is one of the benefits of travel in the state, because I listen to people about what they want. And so here are some of the top things. We still have the top income tax rate in the region. I think we should go to a flat tax. A flat tax is a fair tax. It's one rate. You make more, you pay more. You make less, you pay less. We also have to expand the exemption for farm and ranch equipment and small business equipment. We've done that a couple of times, but we need to go further. We got to protect our kids online. TikTok and Facebook and these things are having negative impacts on our kids. There's some model legislation we're looking at. There's some licensing reform things we're going to do to make it easier to go to work. We got to protect public safety. But, you know, there's not that much public safety hazard of a dog with a bad haircut. So maybe we could relax some of those rules a little bit for pet groomers. We want to expand educational freedom because parents know what's best for their kids. There's some work in process there. We also have an energy task force that's finishing up in September. That'll give us a roadmap for the energy future in the state. We need to protect individual consumers so that data centers don't drive up costs and we're not confiscating water rights from our farm and ranch community. So those are the things for the legislature. And just in the brief time we have left, I want to highlight the work that the First Lady's been doing on the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. She has 50% of all the kids in Montana under the age of 5 now getting a book every single month.
That is awesome.
30,000 kids, 0 to 5, get a book in the mail with their name on it. And then their mom or dad or older sibling sits with them and reads it to them. It's exciting for the kid. It's like, mommy, is my book here yet? You know? And so if you want to sign up, it's MontanaImaginationLibrary.org. It takes a minute, and it's free. There's no cost. Susan raises all the money privately to pay for this. We'd like to get to 75%.
Governor and Susan, thank you so much, both of you, for being with us. We appreciate it. It's always a delight and a pleasure and a privilege to have you in the studio.
Okay. Good to see you, Peter. Nick?
Thank you very much, and thanks to all who called. And we'll resume open phones when we come back from the break. 721-1290 will be our number. And again, thanks to Governor Gianforte for being in the studio. We'll be right back as we continue Talk Back statewide here on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Stay with us. It'll be open phones from 9:30 until 10.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Listen, retirement is the long game. We can't play about our future or our finances. Let's put ourselves in the right position.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are back on Talk Back, and we are resuming open phones now. And again, a big thank you to Governor Gianforte and his lovely wife, Susan, for being here with us from 9 to 9:30. But right now, it's all yours. It's open phones. And Steve is with us. Steve, good morning. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning. One thing that I just thought was interesting from the governor's priorities there at the end, you didn't mention reducing property taxes. He mentioned reducing income taxes, but not property taxes.
Actually, he did. He did address property taxes. He said they're too high, and there's got to be a way to bring them down. But go ahead, please.
Now, at the end of the call, where he listed his priorities in the last 2 minutes that you gave him, he did not mention property taxes, Peter.
Okay.
Well, I'm missing something.
We did talk about it.
He covered that when a caller asked
Right. Exactly, Nick. But it's not on his priorities list, right? That was not on his priorities list. That was a caller, and that's easy lip service to say, yeah, they're too high, they need to be reduced. But he hasn't done anything. He's done really nothing to reduce property taxes, besides, you know, a $600 check that he got to stamp his name on, even though people are paying way too much. People are making basically life and death decisions on whether they keep their home or pay their stupid property taxes, their rent to the government, effectively. And it's absurd. I mean, you look at Missoula County, they just said they're going to raise, the county is going to raise taxes by 4%. They hid a 1.5% road charge in there, but it's going to be 4.5% of the county. And then the city's going to raise by another 3.2, right? So I went to public school, but I still can do that math. And that's like 7%.
Right.
You know? And so when you're paying, you know, $5,000 a year on some crappy house that you own, right? And you get a 7% increase on that, that's real money. That's like two trips to the grocery store for a family. That's like a car payment for 6 months.
Well, I'll share something personal with you. My wife and I are worried about property taxes too, to the point where we're not sure if we're going to be able to stay in Missoula. We're right. senior citizens exactly. now, and so we're thinking of do we have to move and then commute, or what are we going to do?
Exactly, Peter, and that is why it's such a shame that he does not even see that. It doesn't even register. It's just income, right? He's a billionaire with a B, okay? And so to pay property taxes on his big estate down by the river in Bozeman, it's not a lot of money for him. But for other people like you, like Nick, who I don't think has yet to purchase a home, I apologize, Nick, if I'm incorrect on that.
No, I'm a renter.
Yeah, these amounts are significant. And to hear him mention in his priorities things like reducing license requirements for dog groomers or, you know, all the rest of the other things that he mentioned and not even prioritize property taxes. And remember, Peter, I give money to these idiots, okay? I don't anymore, actually, because of some of the decisions the land board made and that idiot, chief idiot who comes on here and gives himself a commercial every month and you let him, the insurance commissioner decided to make it easier to transfer public lands that are held by the state to rich ranchers. So I'm done. I'm done giving money to these idiots on the Republican side. I'm not going to give them to the Democrats either. They're even worse. But it just goes to show you that these people are disconnected from the reality of everyday folks like you, Peter, like your wife. They're more concerned with reducing income tax. For a lot of people who are struggling to pay property taxes in Missoula because our leaders have out-of-control spending habits and they don't seem to understand if they reduce spending, property taxes will be reduced. It's insulting. It's insulting to listen to. It just shows you how out of touch a billionaire is with everyday Montanans. He loves to put on a good show, and he does do that, and I'm sure people are going to call in and say how I'm disconnected, and I don't understand.
20 seconds
but
there,
that's
Steve.
Not true. Yeah, I talk to people every day, Peter. Like you, you're just one example. I talk to homeowners in this county every day, and that's every it. Single one of them is infuriated by property taxes,
right.
And he just proved he doesn't care.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, and you set me up to exit into a quick commercial break here. We appreciate that. We have Ed and Jeff both standing by, and other phone lines open all the way till 10 o'clock this morning. It is open phones now, so whatever you want to talk about, that's what we want to talk about. 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Talk back statewide on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Thinking about building.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with all service members and their families. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
We're back. This is Talk Back Open Phones for the next 20 minutes or so. So let's get right to it. Ed is waiting. Ed, good morning. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Well, I remember that several months ago in fall, Trump said he would raise Chinese tariffs by 150%. And the stock market went down, I think, 800 points. It just took a big dive. Then the next day he says, oh, never mind. I'm not going to raise it 150%, the tariffs. And stock market came back up again. I thought then, if you knew that in advance, that he was going to say that, would you be able to make a lot of money?
You could have bought and sold short, right?
I think you would have, but now you don't have to wait like that. You can buy that information because Trump Media, his company, charges up to $100,000 a month for early access to 10 high profile Truth Social accounts, wow, including Trump's. Okay, you pay $100,000 a month, and you'll be able to get advance notice of what he's going to say when he wakes up. If he wakes up, he might snooze through the morning. But in any event, there's a lawsuit now for people who want to see what's going on there, and he's making money off of federal information.
Well, thank you for the call. Thanks for letting us know. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Joe is on the line next. Joe, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please, sir. Hello, Joe.
You're talking to me?
Yes, Joe, you're on. Go ahead, please, sir.
Okay, for the gentleman talking about the property taxes, the state doesn't set property taxes. Your local governments do, and the county. You're in a city, and that's what you're talking about, having to move out of the city because those people spend money like water, but the only thing that the occupants have to say about it is to go to their meetings, and try to argue against what people don't want to do. But you got to get into the right categories that the property taxes, which I pay and complain about too. But the only way you can have any control is your county commissioners and or your local government city, if you're in a city. And they're the only ones that you can complain to that really can do anything for you.
Well, it never ceases to amaze me that people don't seem to understand the whole political policy, how this works. You find a candidate that you believe in, right, that agrees with the things that wants to run for office, and then you support them. And when they get into office, they hopefully will follow the dictates of the people who put them in there. And you have that's how government works. I mean, you've got to find somebody that you can believe in to put into office that will speak for you.
Well, that's right. They're your mouthpiece. And I appreciate the governor particularly because he's a businessman, which I have always been. I've never drawn a paycheck from anybody. So that makes you responsible for your own actions and thoughts. And most people working for somebody else is in control of their life. And so they expect the somebody else to be government, to be doing something for them when they don't, like we've just talked about, that you've got to understand the system.
Gotcha. All right, well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Let's get Perry on the line. Perry, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead.
Well, good morning. You know, your fine gentleman you just got on the phone right now, it just took the words right out of my mouth, so I'm going to take a little different tack on the sales tax thing, or property tax, I'm sorry. You know, the people who are responsible for most of your taxes are local, and it's up to you to grab the reins and tamp these people down. I've noticed that when you talk about Missoula, you have all these city employees from an army of them, it seems, and they're probably all drawing six-figure salaries by the time they get their pennies and everything in there. But the thing about property taxes that everybody needs to know in Montana is the value of your home is decided by a computer program.
Right.
And everybody needs to understand that it's a slanted, biased program that assumes that your house is in pristine condition. I've fought these people, and I don't know how you win unless you go to the federal judge or the judge and pass the the appeal board in your county. But if you can't take control of your county officials who love spending other people's money, you know, maybe if we started, if a lot of people started appealing these outrageous valuations that have no basis in reality on their actual home or property, if there was tens of thousands of them to adjudicate, it wouldn't be so easy for them to slam dunk everybody. So there it is, people. If your property value is way out of line, appeal it and make them prove it, because they really can't. And if enough of us do that, we win, they lose.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Do we have time to get one more in?
We'll try.
Yeah. All right, let's get Brad in. Brad, quickly, what's your question?
Yeah, I'm Brad Molnar. I was on the Senate Tax Committee for two terms, and there's a little truth on both sides of what was just said, but the big truth is that the Department of Revenue controls what goes into the valuations. That's under the control of the governor.
Right.
The statute says they must pick the six most expensive for their sample. So it's always higher. It's not an average. Mm. Wow. This is statute. That's in the legislature. What little bit goes in because of schools, et cetera, yes, there is a separate valuation and mill adjustment that allows for all of that. But the large one is Department of Revenue. They oversee and tell the counties what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. The counties double check. They send it back. The state double checks their own work. And that's how it works. So when Governor Gianforte said a couple years ago, oh, I've been going around, everybody's so upset about their property taxes, I'm going to do something. What he did was go to court and sue mm-hmm. to keep the 90 mills at 90 mills, though mm-hmm. it did not fit the computation.
We are up against a hard brig, so we're going to come right back after this quick timeout. Thanks for the call. Talkback is brought.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Getting ready to wrap up a very eventful talk back for this Thursday, August 13th, and Open Phones continues for about another 7 minutes or so. Jeff is on the line. Jeff, thanks for holding through the break, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, Peter. Again, I've been listening to talk back now since we moved back to Montana for over 10 years, and I've never heard anybody call in and say, I'm going to lose my home because of my income tax rate. You have Walt on every other week, and we talk a lot about property taxes and income taxes. But nobody seems to be in danger of losing their house because of an income tax rate. Yet there's 140 some foreclosures in Missoula County alone this past year, and not all of them, but the majority of them are due to inability to pay property taxes. You alluded to that yourself. You're looking at your property taxes going, how can we afford to stay here in a house we own
right.
when we have to pay rent to the government? And so the governor is tone deaf on this. I have to agree with Steve. He's fixated on income tax. I don't know why, but the lower income Montanans, I don't say lower class because we're all one class, we're Montanans. But the lower income Montanans, their concern is keeping their house, not the income tax rate they're going to pay, because frankly, they don't pay it. So the governor needs to get a little bit less of tone deaf. And he partnered with the Nasty Nine and the Democrats last session when they passed this lunacy property tax supposed reduction. And it's going to have to be fixed this session because they really didn't fix anything. You know, Greg Kurtz up here was a sponsor on a great piece of legislation that the Republicans couldn't pass because the Nasty Nine defected, and the governor could have called them out and gotten real property tax relief done. Instead, he took the easy way out. So more to follow on that. But I'm disappointed because there's this income tax drama in there. And rather than do that, we need to focus on property tax.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. And we have about a little less than 5 minutes left in our time together. And
three minutes.
Oh, really? Thank you. Three minutes left in our time together. And so I just want to say thank you to Governor Gianforte for being with us this morning. He added a lot to the show. And, of course, all your calls. You know, it is your calls around the state of Montana that really make this show go and always provide great, great information and things to talk about.
I got some fire updates since we don't have calls.
Go for it.
Crews are working on the Moose Fire west of Phillipsburg, where fire managers reported the blaze has seen, quote, moderate growth, end quote. The blaze now covered over 5,500 acres with no containment. Firefighters now have 20% containment on the Black Bear Fire, burning over 2,000 acres in the Southern Sapphire Range southeast of Hamilton. And containment is now up to 50% on the 400-acre White Rock Fire in Phillips County. Containment on the Skillet Fire in the Flathead is at 32%, so that's good. I know the governor briefly mentioned this. Obviously, the Sand Creek Fire is still the largest in the state, most dangerous, and having consumed more than 27,000 acres there in the West Pioneers. But there were some reports this week that were false. Firefighters say the iconic Maverick Mountain ski area has not been destroyed.
Good.
Rumors were picked up by some media outlets after social media reports showed the fire flaring up in the area of Maverick Mountain Monday night. But the Northern Rockies 3 Incident Command Team clarified the situation last night. Operations Section Chief Philip Knob, I think is how you say his name, or Knob, told residents at the community meeting in Jackson that there'd been some damage, but structure protection efforts around the main lodge had saved the primary building.
Great.
So we wanted to clarify that as
well. Good to know. All right, we have a little less than two minutes left in our time together. So
I have a couple more things.
Yep, go for it, man.
I don't think we'll have time for calls, but this is kind of interesting. The Bureau of Land Management is planning a fall gather to remove roughly 40 wild horses from the Pryor Mountain Wild Horse Range using low-stress bait trapping methods.
Wow.
So federal officials say the action is necessary to protect limited forage and water resources, with spring estimates showing 187 wild horses on the range, which is well above the updated sustainable target of 107 to 120. Mm. So that 187 is too high. Billings Field Manager Nate Arave notes that overpopulation is already straining native soils and sensitive stream banks. So to help slow further herd growth, the BLM will also treat up to 43 mares with fertility control before releasing them back onto the range. So, yeah, again, that's the Pryor Mountain Wild Horse Range. So.
All right. And again, I just want to say thank you to Governor Gianforte for being with us today. We appreciate it. And coming up on tomorrow's show, what's coming up, Nick?
First hour, we'll have City Talk. They're celebrating the completion of the River Access Points project.
Right.
Second hour, it'll be OPI Superintendent Susie Hedlin. She recently launched a new user-friendly platform, making it more convenient for families, educators, community members, and policymakers to access and explore public education data across the state. So,
and we're
big day tomorrow.
Getting real close to school. Sorry, kids. I don't know what to tell you. But, the fall is coming up fast, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, the first Grizzly game is coming up August 29th. So, yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning.